Who are you? And who do you belong to? Is the heart of Jesus' message. Great crowds, not just a crowd, but great crowds are following Jesus. He is the way, the only way to the Father. He is the truth that no one loves us greater than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friend. He is the life, the everlasting life, the reason that we have life and we can live again forever. Great crowds are following Jesus because no one has ever spoke to them the way that he did, with compassion, great compassion, with great love, with great understanding, with a desire to hear what we have to say. He understands our agony, our need for reconciliation. He wants to heal our brokenness. He wants to bring a great light, not a shadow, not to cast shadows, but a great light to dispel the darkness of sin and sinfulness and even death in our life. The great crowds are following him because no one has ever been able to do the signs that he has done. To give sight to someone who was born blind, to allow someone to hear who has never heard the sound, the beautiful sound of a bird singing out, a beautiful sound of creation, of water flowing, of the breeze in the trees. No one has ever been able to raise someone from the dead. So the great crowds are following him. This is a great exodus. This reminds us of the people who were enslaved in Egypt. And they cried out to God in their imprisonment, in their slavery. God, don't you care? Don't you hear us? Don't you love us? Come. Come save us. And God, who loves his children, who had to cast them out from Eden, couldn't wait for someone to give him the permission to once again come, so that he can be our God and we can be his people. To remind us that he is creator and we are creatures, but he's Father and we are beloved children. But what Jesus is trying to help us to see is the problems that the people had because their hearts were divided. God would say, you stiff-necked people, hard of hearts, rebellious, he would say to the children of God, because their hearts were divided. Oh, why did you bring us into the desert to free us? Why do you continue to provide for all our needs? Why do you continue to safeguard and protect us? We want to go back to Egypt. We want to be slaves again. We want to be children of Pharaoh. We want idols to worship once again. And so once they entered into the Holy Land, into the land that God promised, flowing with milk and honey, he said, you ate from fruits of trees that you didn't plant. You lived in homes that you not build. God said, I laid everyone low so that you can take root and you can grow and you can blossom. And once again, I would be your God and you will be my people. But they turned their hearts to idols, to worship. They gave themselves to false gods that didn't have eyes and couldn't see, ears and couldn't hear. The Lord said, why do you keep giving yourself away? Don't you know that I am your God, that I created you, that you belong to me? And now with Jesus, we truly belong to God because we have been ransomed at a great price. The Lamb of God has been sacrificed so that we can once again say, Abba, Father, you are my God. I am your slave. I am your servant. And what the Lord is reminding us, call no one master. We have one master, he says. Call no one father. You have one father. What God is telling us today is, who do you belong to? Who do you belong to? Yes, God has graciously given us our parents. God chose them for us. And they did the best that they can do. But God is reminding us that he created us to be his own. Who are we? We are God's beloved children, all of us, including our parents. We are all God's children. And what God is trying to remind us when he says hate is, don't only hate, but love me with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. Jesus says, who are my brothers and sisters? Who's my mother? Even he is doing the same thing. He's asking us to do the same thing. He says, the ones that receive the word of God, the ones who act upon it, the ones who live the word of God, that's my mother. Those are my brothers, those are my sisters. God is inviting us to a universal call of familyhood. He loves our parents, he created them, but he wants us to go deeper. He's asking the question, who are you? And who do you belong to? And ultimately, all of us, including our parents and our children, have to be able to say, you are my God. I belong to you. We are your people. We are all God's beloved children. And who we belong to is the Lamb of God.